All right, we're going to start this with the pledge. If everybody could stand, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for coming this evening. Appreciate it. One of the items that we have in here is most of us know most of the others, but some of us don't know everybody. Like, I don't know everybody here. I should, and probably know your names, but not faces with the names. So part of the agenda, I'd like everybody to, like, say who they are and where they live, and then that way just help everyone out. All right, and I'm Tanya Hara, and I live across the street from the just right across the way here.
I'm Carol Hignight. I live on Benedict Drive.
Paul Whistle. I live on Pinion Drive.
Miss Megan is our liaison.
You don't live here.
But stand up.
I'm Mel Azaria. I live on Benedict Drive.
Dr. Sipe. I live on Mule Deer Drive.
Sherry Sipe. Mule Deer.
I know.
Jay,
this is Bob.
I live on Pinion Drive.
I'm Cheryl
Smalls,
and I live on Mule
Deer. I'm Rich
Smalls,
and I live on Mule Deer.
My name is Lee, and we own the property as you go down the hill. We're just outside the limits. There's not a name on the road. 18160. And it's that old white house. The double white trailer and the log cabin.
Okay.
Up on the hill.
Yeah, when you're looking off, you see that log cabin ramp there?
Right.
On the right.
Oh, on the right?
Yeah, yeah,
the
archer.
Yes, and that's now. Because the main entrance down and then the cabin is
with horses,
yep.
You can see.
Yeah.
Oh, right, he does it. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Oh. Right. Okay. Next. Go ahead.
Oh.
Right.
Nancy Thompson, Martin Mayer.
I'm a
girl. His name is Doug.
Doug. Thank you. Thank you, Nancy.
Brandon Bennett with NDOT. I'm Don's assistant. Okay. So you're getting out emails, but we've been blasting lately.
Okay. Go ahead.
James Bustos, I live on Benedict.
Okay.
Bobby, I think I'm on Benedict.
You're all right. Okay. And Jack there?
Nick DeBlasio, Pinion.
Molly DeBlasio, Pinion.
Okay.
Bill Van Damme on Pinion.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you for everybody to attend this. The only thing I'd like to say is, let's not wait till we have controversial problems. And, you know, we have these meetings on the average of every other month, and I'd like to see, it'd be nice to have more participation.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Oh, yeah, we appreciate everyone coming out. So moving on to item number two with the public comment, this is opening up to comments from the general public regarding items on the agenda.
That's the draft minutes last week. Here's the agenda.
Janet, here's the agenda.
Yeah. Yeah, this
maybe.
Here's another one. Got another? You want another one? Okay. Another one?
Somebody
okay. Yeah, sure.
All right. So moving on, since we're going to move on with the item number three, approval of the minutes from October.
Hold on a minute. Is there anybody that wants to speak about anything that's coming up as far as a public comment?
That isn't on the agenda.
But that's,
that isn't on the agenda?
No, that isn't on the agenda.
At the
end.
That's at the end.
Like if someone couldn't stay, this would be their chance to say something.
Oh.
About something on the agenda.
Anything not appearing on the agenda.
There is another public comment a little bit later once we get through the agenda items.
And then they can comment at each item, too.
Yes.
This is usually like if someone has to leave and they can't wait till the item comes.
Okay, I'm there.
All right. All right, so item number three is reviewing the minutes of October. I had a moment to review them. I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Item four, approval of the agenda. I reviewed it. I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Item number five is, number one is a report from Metro, please.
Good evening, everybody. Sorry, Jeff T. with Metro. I don't live here either. I'm always watching. Everything's pretty hunky-dory out here out in Mountain Springs. I honestly have to say I haven't had a single crime report taken in Mountain Springs come across my desk in the last 2 months since our last meeting. General concerns, holiday seasons are upon us. So if you're partaking in the spirits, please make sure you have someone drive it. That's all.
Great.
Does anyone have any questions they'd like to ask me?
Yeah, I think it was about 2 weeks ago in the evening. It looked like there was an accident out on the road in front of Pinion. Do we know anything about that? Was that involved?
I have no idea what that was involved because, generally speaking, NHP would handle all those accidents. The only times that Metro would get involved in an accident on State Route 160 would be if we just happened to stumble across it or they asked for our assistance. Mm. I don't know. Sorry.
Are we going to be talking to the highway people as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll be around if you have questions.
Thank you. So number two is a report from Clark County from Megan.
I don't have a whole lot tonight, but since you're all here, we need more members. We're supposed to have 5 and we only have 2. So I have a whole stack of applications here. You guys have a lot of stuff going on coming up. So if you want to have a say in what goes on here, have a vote, know what's going on, please think about applying. There's not a whole lot other than attending the meetings. You have to go to one training every 2 years. Other than that, it's just the meetings every other month, or lately, we're meeting every month. But so please, they were actually due yesterday. So if you're interested, please take one, fill it out, and get it into you as soon as you can. They'll just be up here. And I wanted to share a little bit about I think there's some confusion about how the county process works as far as land use applications. Anyone can apply for anything, whether we like it or not. There's things that get applied for that I don't like. It. Anybody can come in with an idea and apply for it. And we are required by state law to let them go through the process, the hearing process. And it's set up very specifically so that the community has a voice in it. So the CACs were created by state law. This body here meets by state law to give input to the commissioners because the commissioner doesn't know the community as well as you all do, or the board members do. So this CAC hears items and gives input on the effect of to the immediate neighbors on those items. That input then goes to the Planning Commission or the Board of County Commissioners, depending upon where the application goes. So there is plenty of opportunity for public input through all that process. And whenever something comes in as an actual submittal, everybody within a 500-foot radius or more will get notification. There's also, they have to hit 60, I believe they changed it to 60 individual property owners. So chances are, every one of you is gonna get notified for everything that comes in this community. To hit 60 property owners is probably gonna get all of you. In town, it might just be a little part of one subdivision, but here it's gonna get everybody. So if something comes in that's going to be heard, you'll get a postcard, like a manila colored postcard in the mail. It gives you all the meeting dates. And I encourage you, if it's something you care about, please, on that card, you can also return it and say if you approve or don't approve of the application. And please, if you're interested, don't just send in the card. Make your voice heard. Come to the meetings. And don't just come to this meeting. Go to the Planning Commission, the Board of County Commissioners, because a person speaks much louder than a card with a check mark on it. So.
Well, that brings up an interesting point, Peggy. Why was that process bypassed?
No processes like that.
Yeah, there was you put out an email saying that this lady Julie wanted our input.
She asked.
And she hadn't gone through the process. She hadn't submitted an application.
Because when people come in and have ideas, and this happens all over the county, not just here, all over the county, sometimes we say, you know what, before you spend thousands of dollars in fees, let's see if your idea even has any legs whatsoever.
Well, why was it addressed? You sent out a second letter trying to correct the first one, stating that...
There was no... I sent one email that was to a couple specific people... Just to
That's
get
my input. Point. Why was it given to us just a couple handful of people rather than if they were going to submit a, if they were looking for community input informally without going through the public process, then why wasn't the whole community notified?
Because it wasn't an official notification, and that happened
all over.
But
it came off the county letterhead. You wrote it?
It came from my email, absolutely.
Right.
And this is what commissioners direct liaisons to do all over the county.
Oh, just
so
that's one or two people?
Just reach out to your community contacts that you know will give you unbiased opinions and get a couple people's input so that you can say, you know what, it's not even worth your time, or you know what, there's some good support,
yeah,
try
but
that.
Bob,
I think that's circumventing the public process.
It's but
not,
Bob,
nothing's approved.
Bob.
Right.
Nothing could have happened because they still have to go through the formal process on that. Even if there was only one person and they go and they said I love
well,
it, approve it, it still can't be
approved
on that.
If they're looking for info, why would the county just want to get their opinion from a handful of people?
Well, but the county did it. Commissioner Brager did. She wanted to see, hey, would this idea apply to get input?
Well, and even though the issue. The process still would have prevailed. If one person had said, I love it, let's do it, then they still have to go through the process. If one person says, no, I hate it, it still has to go through the process per the applicant.
Stating unequivocally that there's this public process that has to be gone through, and so on and so forth. But that didn't take place.
When a person has submitted an actual plan and actually goes through the
this
process.
This is like reconnaissance.
This is someone just asking an opinion.
Okay, Bob.
Through the county.
Bob?
Through the county. Right. If they didn't come up here and ask a couple of people, the county facilitated that communication.
I met with Commissioner Brager last Monday. And I spent 45 minutes with her. And what Megan said is exactly what she told me. And that was anyone can apply for a use permit. Anybody for anything doesn't mean it's going to happen or couldn't, but let me finish. But she also said, and I want to say about Commissioner Brager, she's been a great friend of Mountain Springs. She's been 12 years. She's done everything and anything. And yes, I got this from Megan, and I talked to you, and I talked to Carol. Those are the only two people that I talked to. I didn't go any further. Nancy and Doug Thompson talked to me at Appy's Memorial, and so did Dr. Baxter. Those are the only people that I talked to. But since we're on the subject, a use permit opens the doors to a lot of, I mean, in a perfect world, it can be and should be compatible with the community if the community wants it. We went back. I don't want to get into a whole long deal about this, but the original setup of this council was because of a commercial application years ago, back in the 80s. We went down, Joe Ledoux and I went down and saw our commissioner at that time was Manny Cortez. Manny Cortez said, you guys got nothing to say because you have no representation. Here's what I want you to do if you want something to say. Set this up. I'll put that off as long as I can. And that's how it was originated. I've been on and off of this thing for probably close to 20 years. And it's kind of like the farmer's insurance thing. You know, I've seen a thing or two. Don Schlesinger, and he goes back a long ways, they came up with a the county decided they want to put together a comprehensive use, land use. And they came to us, the county commission came to us and said, you guys either designate a piece of commercial or we're going to do it. So what do you want to do? So we designated the piece of property across the street from the bar. But at that time, the use permit was explained to us, and this was years ago with Don Schlesinger. It was explained to us that if the community is in favor and if the planning and zoning are in favor, it will be granted. But if the community isn't, and vice versa, then it gets controversial, okay? But here's what happened. Here's what happens in the real world. A good example is Blue Diamond and what's going on up there in Red Rock. The county went against it. The county got sued. They lost. Now the DA, and I also met with our new commissioner-elect, Justin Jones. I met with him and I've been on the phone with him. He is the attorney that represents Blue Diamond. So what happens is a developer now, today, in our world today, the developer can now hire attorneys, which of course anybody can do. They can hire lobbyists. They go in, that's what Blue Diamond's dealing with. The DA, according to Justin Jones, the DA office said, county, we're going to have to spend a lot of money. There's no guarantee we're going to win. So you need to get with Blue Diamond in Rhodes and get this thing settled. That's why they're fighting right now. It's R2, or it's residential zoning, RE zoning. What Rhodes, that's one house for 2 acres. What Rhodes wants to do is 8 houses or more. And that's their fight. That has nothing to do with us.
They dropped the lawsuit.
But another point to that is when the lawsuit was lost, we were also made to pay all of the legal fees, which was $900,000 that everyone in this room paid for.
Right. So now the county, let me finish.
The protocol should have been followed.
Okay, so it wasn't. We were casual. What Megan did was, hey, Paul, what do you think? I told Megan right away, I called her up and I said, I don't think that's a good idea. And I talked to you and I talked to Carol, because Carol's the secretary. That's as far as it went with me, except where a couple people came to me. What Megan was doing was probably not protocol, but what she's saying is, hey, instead of going through all this...
No, there's nothing wrong with what I did.
No, okay.
The person had an idea. All right. Before they spent thousands of dollars on engineering, plans, whatever, just like any of you would if you're building a project...
They can come to the town board and bring that idea to us.
And they would still have to, regardless of what the few people were asked, they would still have to do it.
No money had changed hands on the property, no plans had been drawn, nothing. It was just a question. So it's not even a public item until something is submitted.
Now that we've talked about it, though, there's some people in the room that don't even know what you're talking about.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay, then I'll give
That's
you a little...
Good point.
You mean about the spot?
The parcel.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a 20-acre parcel up off Benedict. That someone had looked at and thought of an idea of doing a retreat, a spa area where people could come and get services in a serene atmosphere.
Sure.
I'm 100% positive it was not drug rehab. No, it is what it is. And that's the thing, they can't misrepresent it because however use permit is, it can be revoked as well. So Commissioner Brager met with this person, I've never met her, and she said, you know what, I don't know how that would go over in the community. Megan, can you reach out and ask a couple people what they think? And that's exactly what I did. And I got the opinions, and I went back and shared that with the community. And that happens all the time.
Okay, now that's in a perfect world, right? In a real world, once that use permit's given, we open the door. And we're talking about these people, the developers, could be honorable and they could be doing everything that they say they're going to do, and we can set up setbacks and on-sites and exterior lighting and all that other stuff. What do they need? 2 acres to build it? Now they got 18 other acres that when this plan goes through, if it was approved, that 18 acres is going to say for future development. Now, future development, there's not a county commissioner that would guarantee us that that won't go commercial or couldn't go commercial. There's not a county commissioner who would guarantee us that in the event of a use permit, that it'll be, when they apply for future development, that it has to be compatible or agreeable to the community. There's not one of them. And
but that requires a lot of speculation, and you can't speculate. You can only go
by Megan.
Okay, let me finish, please. Let me finish. Okay. It could include hiking, biking, swimming, ball field activities, meditation, yoga, and other similar uses. Accessory commercial uses may be provided in conjunction with this establishment, including, but not limited to, shops, snack bars, lounges, restaurants, incidental retailing, personal services, facials, manicures, massages, and dining facilities. However, no cooking facilities may be provided in the sleeping units. Sleeping units, to me, without cooking, is a motel. In fact, it could be a bar or restaurant. But what I'm trying to say is, when the 2 acres or the 4 acres, what happens if this owner decides to sell it to a drug rehab? Or what if they decide that they want to build something that we don't feel is compatible? Now you've opened the door. Now you've got 18 acres that were. And I've been through this many times, Megan, many times.
I understand that, but we're going away from.
I don't think we're going away at all.
So, Megan, you left out
this item is not before us to be discussed.
Right, but they're just saying an email was sent out. This is going on, but process hasn't been started from the government perspective.
Correct. That's correct.
There's no process. It was just, hey, what do some people think?
There's no permit on application.
Well, nothing. There is absolutely nothing.
Now, the process
plan's was, drawn.
The government process, the formal process that's supposed to be taken has been done to a start. But the informal process has.
If
you
any
state
of you,
that you
were
put
there,
out a letter asking our input.
No, I didn't ask for your input. I asked for a couple
of questions. Bob, Sherry would like to speak.
I think next time this community is small enough that I think if you send that one email and it's that important, because it is important to us, it was just hearsay and it was gossipy, and everybody needs to get the same email. It causes a lot of dissension.
I can see it in a neutral situation.
But you know it's a gossipy thing.
But it was met with opposition, and it pretty much fizzled from there.
Okay.
So
but not
that
all
the
opposition. I will tell you, I talked to some people, not all of whom are in this room, that were not opposed to it.
Megan, the problem, the situation that they weren't in favor of it, they don't realize is the consequences.
That may not be true. You're assuming they don't know.
Megan, I'm going by history of Mountain Springs. I've been through, I can't tell you how many times, the use permits that we've had to fight for. Hey, this is what we do. We get the Boy Scouts. We get the Methodists. We get the neighbors. We all go down there. We take off work. We take off school. The developer goes, oh, my gosh, they got quite a let's cancel it. And we're all there, and it's over. That's the kind of stuff that happens here, Blue Diamond, Spring Mountain. But Megan's absolutely right. There hasn't been an application. I've talked to Justin Jones, who's going to be our new commissioner, and he's definitely against use permits unless the community approves them. He's against zone changes he is an avid defender of this. So we have that on our side in the event that something like this would take place.
I still can't understand why the county would send out a letter asking input from one person in the community.
The county didn't. I was asked to
You're the
get
county.
A couple
and
of
you work for the county. You represent the county. That's who you work for.
And it was put out above her head, too. So the
That's
inquiry.
Who you're supposed to be
and
working.
So I guess with it was an informal inquiry.
And this, I'm telling you, every commissioner, their liaisons do this. This is part of working within the community to get input.
Ask one person in the community?
No.
Why? That's my point. Why?
It wasn't one person, Bob, and I told you that many times.
Okay. All right.
How many people was notified?
Well, in any event, we don't have an application.
When this
comes,
hold on a minute, Paul. We need to limit some of the chatter because the recordings will.
In any case, there wasn't an application. When this does, in any event that it does, whether it's these developers or if it's other developers, it'll come to us. Then we'll have the meeting, we'll have our input, it goes down to the planning and zoning, and then eventually it goes to the commissioners. We have we have a good guy that's going to represent us as well as Commissioner Brager did. So I don't think right now we have to really worry. And as far as Megan, you know, I'm good. I'm okay with the fact that she asked and she got my input right away and it wasn't positive.
Notified the board, called
okay, hold on, Bob. Become, Mark, yeah, Mark, Bob, hold on, no. Bob. Mark had his hand up and then doctored it.
Megan was completely fine with acting the way she did, getting feedback from a few members of the community. There's a simple way to correct this kind of issue in the future. When Carol gets a communication from Megan, Carol can send that to the whole community. It's not Megan's responsibility to do that. Unless something has officially happened with applications and that kind of stuff. But that was not the case for this.
Right,
she sent out feelers. It's not her responsibility to send out feelers to everybody. But if Carol, being our secretary, feels it's something the whole community would be interested in, then Carol can send it out to everybody. We could ask Carol to do that.
If you want your name and address or email address, sign it up here before you leave.
And there's also that online community.
That neighborhood watch, yeah.
Subscribe to, and it'd be great for everybody to get hooked in with that, and then they would get informed as well.
Doctor, is that
Doctor?
I was going to say that there's a
next door neighbor.
Yeah, next door. It's for us to move down here.
Yeah,
and it'd be a perfect venue to express this stuff.
And I'm okay, and we don't need to keep hammering this, but I was okay with Megan and the way she handled it, too. If I were to knock on everybody's door, it would have been very time-consuming. I don't think it would have accomplished a lot, except getting a lot of people upset.
And sometimes we'll do this, especially if we know it's controversial. I said in the email, correct, that I imagine you aren't supportive of this.
That was the first paragraph.
Right. So I had an idea. So why get everyone all worked up and brought up if two people said, then it's done. Then I can go back to him and say, you know what, find another property. And I believe that's what has happened. So I was trying to avoid this negativity.
Sure,
but
you paid yourself. I just want to talk about yourself.
Beat on things. Give me your input so we can maybe not even waste any time.
What if all of us said, hey, I love the idea.
Then you would have liked the idea, and we would have...
I take issue with the fact that there was a very limited amount of people notified in the whole community.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If let's pretend Paul said this is fantastic, let's do it. Are you thinking then they would get approved because of that?
It doesn't matter. Sure. It's a communication.
But it does matter, because if you are thinking that it would then be approved, that's not how it works.
No,
because
not.
Everybody would receive the mailer and have the opportunity to speak formally once the formal was in. So the process was not eliminated or skipped or processes would then eliminate
it. Get away from the good old voice system. Mm-hmm. You know,
there's no good old voice system. Yeah. If you had a business and you were looking to expand, you would do the same thing. You'd go ask a couple people, what do you think? It's just how things
research,
work.
Right? Well, it's kind of like research.
No, because a final decision cannot be made based on that.
If she would have purchased the property and then all of a sudden the whole community is in there?
She couldn't purchase it.
Based on the two people that you
she
had.
Could, no, she couldn't.
That
no,
would be her responsibility. I'm not having her send money. We actually even told her, do not put a purchase on this property until you get some input. If she had, that would be her loss.
I'm just saying, Megan, you were facilitating communications between a prospective buyer and the county and the town board. And
I reach out to them about many issues that you all don't know about. Because there's things that go on, what time can we meet, if we have to have a special call meeting. There's things that you discuss because they are a board as a part of the county. So I communicate with them on many things, and they don't all come out to me.
And you know, one of the reasons she doesn't is because when we have our meetings, whether monthly or bimonthly, he's the only guy that shows up.
Excuse me again, the chatter is too loud for the recorder.
Why didn't he sign up to get on the board? He wants to know when you press the door.
Okay, you have to ask him that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
Well, I was on the board because of the fact of communications that we have between the county Megan and our commissioner decided not to be on it.
So my invitation is, everybody, we got 40 families here. Let's all come, you know, I don't think we have 20 families representing us right now.
No.
And these are...
That's pretty good.
Right? So yeah. Megan, I'm good with what she said, and I, like I said, I...
Yeah.
I recommend we move on to the...
Yeah, all right. I agree.
Item number...
Beat the dead horse.
No, that was it. Item number 6 is planning and zoning.
Nothing.
Item number 7, general business. We'd love to have it. NDOT, come forward now, please.
You guys had to endure all this, so maybe we should have called you first.
Okay. So just to give you an update on what's been going on with the construction project, you can come up and take a look at these boards. These are from
Hello in the back. Yeah. The recorder cannot pick up what is being said with all the chatter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So anyway, these boards, like I said, these boards are not updated. These are the same ones from a year or two ago. But if you want to reuse them to reference, you know, feel free. And if you want to come in, we can use those to ask questions or whatever. That's fine. We'll be available to discuss it later. So basically, I just wanted to mention that we start out with the blasting. You probably will know that we've been blasting down across from the saloon, and we're going to continue to blast there once or twice a week for the next couple months. Maybe it just depends on how the rock, you know, reacts to the blast, how it comes apart, how much we get loose from every blast. But it'll probably be several, you know, like a couple months, once or twice a week. And one of the reasons they're doing it slow and small blasts is to make sure there's no vibration damage to any of the residents, stuff like that.
Don, if you're going to be blasting across from the bar, will we be able to go to Vegas in that area? Okay.
Well, so actually,
you mean during the blast?
Yeah. The way we have it set up, and this was kind of from you guys' request, we didn't want to have cars stopped, or you know, stop the cars in town and back it up. And so I think the road will be stopped. I mean, the flagger will stop the traffic on the other side of town.
By Potosi, you mean? Or
we're talking residents that are.
I think you could probably get out on the highway if you can get on the highway and head east. I don't think anybody's going to stop.
I came out for one of the blasts 2 weeks ago. So and it was there across from the bar, and I was able to come out and leave.
So I think while
the traffic is still backed up down there.
These blasts are small enough that we're talking about a 15-minute total shutdown blast and open up.
Okay.
So there's not really a delay or large buildup of traffic. When we get back down south again, where they will be making a mess because we're not concerned with vibration.
Oh.
That's when they end up putting some rock on the road and it takes them 20 minutes to clean it off.
Okay. Has anybody had a problem with their scheduling the blasting? And usually it's a lot less than 2 hours. They get plenty of notice.
Yeah. I would like to, are they going to be working at night a whole lot?
The night work is to set up all of our barrier rail and push traffic back and forth. Volumes are a lot lighter, so we don't end up with big delays except for at the beginning of the evening going to Perump. So that's why we have night work. But as far as ongoing production at night, beyond shifting traffic, you're not going to see it at this time. We don't have a limitation in the contract, but the contractor does not want to work at night unless he absolutely has to. Okay. Very inefficient for him. Mm-hmm. You can get a lot more done and it's a lot safer during the day.
I had a problem 3 nights almost in a row. Mm-hmm. And Halloween, the 31st, was the most prominent problem. The road closures at night weren't announced. So we were coming home from dinner with my son for his birthday, and I have a dog at home and a sick mother. And she rotates between her home in Vegas and my house. She's on a ventilator. So we took my son out to dinner, wound up sitting on that highway for 3.5 hours. Okay, we called Highway Patrol, who came up. People were urinating on the side of the road, sleeping in their cars. I mean, we didn't know what was going on. One guy standing there with a stop sign. They led us up the highway. There were two guys up there with a ruler measuring and putting the barriers up, okay? That is no reason to stop traffic for 3.5 hours without releasing people, okay? That's very frustrating.
That was not a road closure. There was something, we did hear about that and we did investigate it. That was not a road closure, that was a pilot car operation, which is not considered a road closure. But what happened, as near as we can tell, is that there was a big long line of cars behind the flagger. So one of the vehicles, the driver fell asleep. So when the flagger waved people through, 20, 30 cars, whatever it was, went on through, and that guy just stayed there asleep. So everybody behind him just stayed there. And maybe he was drunk, asleep, whatever. The pilot car just goes to the flagger, then turns around and goes back.
Yeah.
So they went
the
back and forth.
Was that? Radio somebody.
Well, that was what we did was when that happened, and after we heard about it, we shut down the project and required the contractor to come up with a plan to make sure that the lines cleared out every day after that. So they had to have radios, they had to have an employee go down and check, make sure that the lines didn't fall asleep or, you know, whatever, and block the way for everyone else.
What's
that?
What's
that?
I mean, it went way probably
down. No,
no,
that could happen. And the other thing we did was we moved the work start time later to try to avoid that much of, yeah, as much traffic as there was.
We get home till midnight that night.
I'm sorry about that. That was not in
the same week that we were sitting on highway for 2 plus hours.
We didn't realize. I mean, even the contractor didn't realize that was happening. But once we realized it, then we took some steps to change it.
Couldn't you put a notice on that sign that tells us when the blasting is? That say tonight there will be roadwork, so that the people up here can say, "Hey, I'm not going to go out there." Or send us an email message.
Yeah, we have that sign that talks about the blasting for the next few days. So if we put that sign you're talking about, then we don't get the blasting word out.
Can't you just put it along the bottom?
But the sign's not dated.
Yeah, I can look into that.
Don, are you affiliated with the Waze application?
What?
The Waze app,
right now,
WAZE?
We have two separate messages.
Oh,
one is the Waze app.
Wait, that's it. Hello.
Oh, hold on.
Whoa. I just asked him about that.
I'm not, but he also.
Okay. So right now you have multiple message boards which are run by the Waze app. So there's several road barrels out there. They're chained to signs. They each have a radar. What happens if someone parks a car in front of it, all of a sudden that sign just starts saying, "You have a $120 delay."
It's
pre-programmed signs, even though there's no stopping. Like, I came up tonight, it told me, "Hey, there's traffic stop." I'm like, "Where is it?" But there wasn't an actual traffic stop. That means we either end up with a barrel in front of a barrel, a sign, and so we're going to have to go investigate that, so it stops. But that's the Waze system doing its own automatic update of traffic ahead, no traffic ahead, road, you know, stuff is stopped, not stopped.
So it's not recommended?
No.
The Waze app?
The Waze app is fine. Right now, one of the barrels has something in front of it as of today. And that's why that one sign keeps saying, "Be prepared to stop traffic."
Would that be on the Waze app, the barrel that's interfering?
I think the barrel will say at this location, yeah, that's picking it up.
And that'll indicate it on the Waze app?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it could also be the fact that once in a while a traffic light we put in today trips, and there's a barrel up there, and all of a sudden traffic stops.
Oh,
so
Lord.
It doesn't know if the traffic's clear yet or not.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, there's a sign on that end, and a sign on this end, and they're linked to all the barrels through the internet and talking and updating to the Waze app through the Clark County
system.
So
what did we decide on the informing us on the evening?
I'll look into whether we can do that, but there's not going to be a lot. I will tell you for now, we'll be working at night from now until roughly next Wednesday. And then we shouldn't be any more after that for a while.
Oh.
I mean, I'll try to, when I do find out, like after, you know, let's say next month, whenever the next time is, I'll try to get the word out to everybody, either on the sign, if we can get on, those message boards only have like 3 words per screen, that's all you can put on there.
And the time as well is when they're expecting to go to
normally,
pilot
park. If they do night work, it'll normally be like from 8 o'clock to 4 a.m. or 4:30, something like that. That's the normal time, and normally we would not allow them any earlier than that. So the earliest would be, you know, stopping the, I mean, there would be like, could be a pilot car or just work with flaggers starting like roughly at 8 o'clock and then going over for basically for one shift overnight, a swing shift.
I would say as far as Don's concerned, he has gone way above and beyond what previous contractors have done on this highway. And I know when he sees my phone come up, he's thinking, oh, no, not him. But he has not once turned down any of the things I suggested. In fact, he's gone above and beyond them. So the 35 mile an hour speed limit was changed. The traffic signals changed. I can go on and on and on. There are things that I've talked to him about, but he's actually gone out of his way. And what we're just asking, I'd be surprised if Don doesn't come up with an answer for that.
And the input wasn't, and the changes weren't just there, but across the road as well for our ingress and egress.
And the contractors also. They've been very very cooperative. And I compared to past construction, these guys are great.
Does anybody else have another comment or question for NDOT?
The light opinion, that's where I live.
Yeah.
It's very hard to get out onto the highway because of the traffic coming from front. You can't see over the barriers.
Right.
Because my car sits up. That light's going to be activated tomorrow. So
it's no, it's already on right now.
It's running right
it's
now.
It's on right now.
Yeah.
It's on
when I
pull up.
No, it is.
It's not turning right.
Yeah.
No, only when you pull up.
No, it is. Yeah.
It's motion sensitive.
It does. Yeah.
If you pull up there, it'll turn green for you. But otherwise, the problem, and one of the reasons we had to really study it, is the thing that we're worried about is when the light's red and on 160, that people will stop there, but then some people won't be paying attention. Yeah. They're not used to it.
People
they'll
are plow
in or just red. They'll back in, rear end somebody else.
So that's one of the reasons.
My concern is you've got great traffic controls. I must say that. Things have changed.
Yeah.
But they're still not
stopping. No. Well, we do.
We have met.
We do have the NHP, we've added extra shifts also. So they've been out here in the evenings. And we're going to, at random days and nights, we'll have them out here writing tickets. One thing I would like to say about the signal is, and it's regarding this same issue, is when you pull up to the signal and it turns green, I mean, don't necessarily trust that those guys from front are going to stop. You know? It'll help you get across, but don't, you know, keep watching both ways and then, you know, make sure that they're going to stop before you take off.
Why does it take 10 minutes to turn green? No, I'm just kidding.
Because I don't want them to turn yellow first.
Yeah.
I have a question
on
the blasting. Are you done blasting at
Potosi?
Is that
Potosi
right there?
Yeah,
this is the whole project, this big one.
Right there, right there.
Yeah, we're not.
Is that Potosi?
That's 2016.
All right, let's
see.
Are you talking about the area we first started blasting? Is that what you're in?
East?
Yeah.
No, we are not done.
We're not done. We just moved up here.
We're done for we're done for a few months, but not totally done.
When you're coming up into the community, the area on the left, the hill, we did one blast, and now we shifted traffic to that side, and we're going to reconstruct all of the westbound, frontbound traffic side. And once that's built out, we can put us over there, we'll be blasting that other side again. So there's quite a bit of more blasting down on that section of roadway to come.
I think this is Potosi right here.
And you're blasting here.
Yep.
You've been... And you blasted some over here, but it seems like this. Are you not
going
to blast any of
that?
Yes. You are.
Yep. Dude, this job is broken up into like six phases. And right now, phase one was getting the front end roads complete. Mm-hmm. And we're into phases two and three. So we got two and three and four and five. And so when you drive up through there now, you're going to see how we push your one side of the road or the other side of the road. That means if you see a cut face and you got pushed to the far left,
right.
That's going to be available to blast. But right now, they're going to only blast up here by the bar.
This is the sharpest turn up here, so I was just like thinking.
But yes, this road ends up on a new grade, and the curves get flattened out a little bit, so it's not as curvy.
The contractor may try to rip with dozers instead of blasting, so they may not blast in some areas, but if the rock is hard, they will, then they'll blast.
That's not
part of NDOT's
system. It's on
system.
The county wish list.
Mr. Schultz,
it's a county.
On there from last year.
You got to buy enough beer to give the paving.
Benedict's going to get paid when they build our community center. How's that?
Mr. Schultz?
Not going to happen.
I'd just like to say thank you, because when you started working out in front of Hinman, when you put up walls, I leave in the dark 6 a.m., and it was not dangerous. It was almost potentially fatal for me every morning when I tried to pull out. And I immediately complained, and that was the conversation to my wife and I every time. She would call me and say, did you get to work? Did you get out of opinion? Or, there's one morning I said, well, first I almost got fatally hit from the left, and then when things cleared up, I almost got fatally hit from the right. But what I want to say is congratulations, because what you guys did is a lot of measures. You didn't waste time in getting to it, slowing the speed limit down, extending the speed limit, putting in the rumble strips, putting in the thing that tells people what their speed is and flash them. I'd just like to say thank you, because I don't feel like I have to hold my breath and pray when I hit the accelerator when I think it's clear anymore. And the lights go out as well.
I agree. And I was nervous about it the whole time after I heard about it. I was like, I'm just keeping my fingers crossed so we can get stuff fixed before something happened.
On a half that, because I'm benefited too. Same thing, like at night, I'm freaking out. Like when I have to pull out, like, and you know there's that pump there, and if someone's coming like 100 miles an hour, I'm like, am I ready? I gotta peel out of my truck and go like this and on dirt and hope that.
Hope you make it.
The added feature I have is I'm not in a truck up high where I can see a little bit over the wall. I'm in a low riding sedan, so it's just blind.
So, Pinion, the intersection of Pinion and Blue Diamond, we have a light there, which is a good thing, added measure. But isn't that where the trucks come in and out?
Work trucks
are equipment.
Yeah, they will.
So technically, shouldn't there be a flag person there?
Not if there's just trucks can obey just normal traffic.
No, because they're coming on and off the highway.
Yeah, you don't necessarily need a flagger.
There might be something you might want to look at.
Well, they don't work in that area very often. And by the way, another thing that we're going to try to do is get this Mountain Springs area paved first, and ahead of schedule, ahead of what the original schedule was. Remember, I think at the last one I said it may take
2 years.
We may have all this stuff for almost 2 years.
Right.
We're going to try to get all this stuff out of here within maybe 6 months in that instead of 2 years.
You're
going to
keep the rumble strips out, aren't you?
They'll be
intended to be used throughout the whole job.
Yeah.
To like get people to get notified and pay attention.
Yeah, but we had that issue when they first blew them up there. It's so noisy.
They're not
going to
leave them.
Permanently, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're only for wherever the flagger is,
yeah.
Or like now they're to wake people up or just alert people.
Mm-hmm.
Alert people that a signal's coming up or a flagger.
Take them with us.
Yeah, okay. they're just temporary. They're just laying out there. And they'll shift around the job, as to where we need them.
But we are trying to get as much warning as we can about our lights right now. So Highway Patrol will be here throughout the week. And then they'll be out also next week, a couple days, and then we're going to switch to a more like sporadic 2 or 3 times a week, because we pay for them, but they're on overtime. So they do give tickets if we ask. But if they get somebody that they have to arrest, now we lost them as far as patrolling for like 3 or 4 hours to make an arrest.
Mm.
So we don't like to actually ask them to give out tickets, but the other day we did, he handed out 17 or 18 tickets in 2 hours.
How many?
That defeats the purpose to have them here. They're not going to hand out tickets.
Because people
slow
down quite a bit when you see
the
red and blue lights, a lot more than when they're not around.
Even I slow down when I see them.
Okay.
One of the things that I've noticed that I think is kind of confusing is that where you have the temporary speed limit signs, there are still some signs off the road that say like 50 miles an hour. So it says 35, 45, and then there'll be a sign that says 50. And I noticed a place to maybe put the highway patrol, if you're going to do them sporadically, is when the people are coming through kind of that tunnel maze, they're okay with getting on. But when you get down a little bit further and they're not the cones, but we're still supposed to be doing 45, they get really frustrated. And I have an individual, license plate number 312WYM, who asked me on the double line of oncoming traffic.
Oh.
So if you could put the highway patrol down there sometime too, because I think people just naturally have to slow down. I mean, you've got so much up here now that they're going to slow down.
They do. I call someone up there and they're going 30. I was like,
yeah.
I'm impressed. Where are you going?
Yeah, but once you get out in the open there now, where it takes a while before it gets to 65, and there's the double lane coming up, you know, they get pretty irritated that they're not going to
remove those signs, the old signs.
Yeah, they are. Should sure that have already been removed? Meaning we have to get on the contractor to pull out the rest of them. We don't want confusing in between. Yeah.
Where the signs for the curves.
Yes,
and then
sir.
Where it opens up.
Just run them over. Okay. Two questions. It would be really good maybe to put a fake car up there. I know these guys they might not believe in that, but blue and red lights really slow people down because it's really crazy to get at, like everybody said. No, moving around, just put some fake, you know, got to pay a guy for the money they make, and I'm not trying to take a job away. The other thing is, there's a lot of people who are thinking maybe to, you know, because you're putting that big parking lot up here, so everybody wants to see the snow. You know, I got people camping out of my front lawn and all this stuff. It's, you know, I might even have a hot dog truck up on my house now, so it's pretty cool. But I thought we could maybe coordinate with you guys if you have the material to get asphalt trucks. We got it up here already. It'd be really, you know, for the community to say, hey, let's help you guys out since we did this. We'll pay for it, us, not you, to do what paving wants to be done because Benedict's still dirt. We're bringing a two-lane highway up here and it's dirt. And what you did in Pinion was okay, but still kind of rooty poo. Maybe put a gate up there. You know, so people will not get bothered with all the people that want to do the, let's see what Mountain Springs looks like. Snow, you know, they want to do the snow thing. You know,
oh,
you guys can say, hey, let's use some, you know, let's make the road nice and put a gate up there to keep the people off the residential stuff. I know that's not what you signed up for, but it's going to bring a shitload of people from town. To go, hey, let's go snowmobile.
So I got we got some nice front of parking spots.
And now I got a whole 2 acre parcel of grass. Now we're going to have fun. Because before you guys did this, if I had cocoa in the wintertime, I'd probably make a lot of money and retire faster than I'm trying now. Because I mean, I had so many Spanish people, nothing against them, parking up on my house, sleigh riding. Now you put a football field parking lot up there, I'd probably got to get a truck or hot dogs.
Oh, he's
and stuff
as far as your gate, site.
That's something you guys put to the county and get approved?
I'll go on there and do my property. Okay. But could you guys maybe say, hey, we're going to pay?
Sorry about that.
Paving that gate.
I should shut this thing down.
Maybe give you, you know, since you're bringing up the equipment, could we work on it?
No, that's you would like to. Yeah, you can
the contractor.
Yeah, you guys can work out your own deal with the contractor if you want.
Okay,
I know
so
you don't want to
get up here. You guys can't park in the road anymore. I'm not gonna park in the dirt anymore.
No,
you park right on my property.
No.
Okay,
that's family.
I know you guys don't realize that we are.
If we are, let us know. We're not supposed to.
That was just
one
off the market. No,
it's all my property.
Okay,
gotcha. I just don't want to leave your property worse for wear when we have measures to make sure that they pay you for the fact that they're using it as parking.
So even though you bring all the equipment up here, we can't work a deal out when you get paid?
Not us, but you can talk to the contractor directly. And a lot of times it's aggregate industries. Brian?
Are you DOT?
Yes, I work with Don. So a lot of times they will do stuff just like that for a cost, and we won't stop them or say you can't do that. That's... You know,
I mean,
you put
it
right where you're
going. Get somebody to pay. I paid the 150 foot up last summer. Cost me $35,000 to pave the road. That, you know, I mean, you guys, it wouldn't cost that much money to do that. So if we could just fix it up, maybe a little bit nicer.
Yeah, it's something that can be done.
I mean, I'm not asking for much. I mean, I don't want nothing for free.
No.
You know, your trucks are up here. Asphalt's coming up here.
I'll address a couple of things. You can gate your own property all day long. If you want to put a gate and restrict access,
no, I realize that. If I did that, you guys would be really screwed because you wouldn't be parking 12 trucks every morning.
Well, I'm not in that, so I don't really care about.
Yeah, I know.
But you can get your own property. That's fine. You can't gate a public road.
It's my road.
Okay. Then that's no problem. As far as paving Benedict is a county road.
I'm just saying Benedict would be one of the. Right. You could do this.
We have put in requests for future capital improvements for the community, and paving Benedict and putting in drainage culverts or whatever, whatever they find would be necessary. That's on the list for capital improvement requests for the future. So the county is aware of it, and it's on their list somewhere on the priority.
The problem with paving Pinion is all the people who live on Pinion and off of Pinion are going to have to dedicate property to the county for them to do it, because right now it's basically a single road, and I'm thinking everybody wants to keep it that way. Benedict's a county road, and you see what they have there. Now, if they pave that, all power to them, but I would be one that wouldn't want to see Pinion.
No, and I get that, Paul, yeah. But I think we need to put a gate up on our property. I'm tired of walking out there at 5:30 in the morning and seeing people camping out on my property. Okay. It's only getting worse. I know you don't deal with it because they don't go around.
No, you're right. They don't.
Pinion actually goes through my property.
It's really stupid.
At the,
you're right. You're exactly right. That's true.
You know, if we could put a gate up there and just say, hey, let's just...
Well, what we need to do is all of the neighbors on Pinion need to get together and talk about it and set up a gate and
It's not going to get any better.
That's the only way it's going to get done.
It's only going to increase the property value.
Unless you guys want to...
So it sounds like the Pinion people, you could get together, make the road private. I think they...
It's private.
It's private now.
Yeah.
I thought it was county.
I think it's a hodgepodge. I think
it is. It's pieces here and there.
It's a hodgepodge.
We own most of it.
But there's always that option of asking to vacate your roads and making them private. That's what a lot of neighborhoods in town have done.
And then you got complications with
those are the options.
Trash people or delivery people and stuff like that.
Just give a gatekeep. Everybody does. Half these people live in gated communities.
One other thing I want to say about the contractor, I don't know who he employs, but those guys have really been decent. I mean, when I drive down, they get out of the way, they wave, they couldn't be. And again, I know I'm repeating myself, but based on the past, it's outstanding.
I'll pass it on to them. We'll pass it on to them.
Yeah. Good guys.
Thank you, gentlemen, for coming this evening and for your information. Thank you. All right, so we had with NDOT, item number 7 is, moving on with that, is general comments. Does anybody have any additional comments than what we've had? All right, then item 8 is our next meeting.
And I have to give some input there. Oh, she has it. Okay. So there is an item that's going to be heard. So normally December is an even month and we wouldn't meet. But there is an item to be heard on December 12th. So that'll be our next meeting.
At 6 p.m. again. Please come.
What's the item?
Can you tell us?
Okay. It'll be posted with the agenda.
It's a reason to show up.
We can have a Christmas party.
And the cookies are already here.
You can always go on the county website and look ahead, but it's only one meeting at a time. So this meeting is here. Things get submitted 2 months in advance before they come to you for this whole process. So it'll be posted.
Well, we can tell them what the item is. I don't think it makes any difference.
No.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
I don't know what it is.
It might go.
Just tell us.
It has to do with
the snow
saloon.
They want to. You don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss out.
Everybody, tell your neighbors to come to the next meeting because it's going to be very interesting.
You don't want to miss it.
Yes?
Yes. Oh. Adjourned?
All right. So our meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. We haven't seconded that, so. Oh, Janet. I thought it was.
I didn't second that.
What I was going to say is our new commissioner starts
January.
Okay. I think it's like the 8th. It's weird this year.
We should.
He'll be at the first county commission meeting.
Is there a desire to have him up here?
I gotta say something.
Hold on, everyone.
One more item. Megan, you're gonna love this. When I met with Commissioner Brager, she's gonna make every attempt to come up to our last meeting or her last meeting up here.
Next month?
Yeah, in December, she said that she's gonna do everything she can to come up to say goodbye to Mountain Springs. I forgot
to say. All right, meeting adjourned.
Somebody's can.
Did you get all
that? I did, thank you.
It's actually less than you.
Yeah, okay. I think.